Hi, this is Chris for Liveside.net, and today I'm with Leah Perlman. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So, do you just want to tell everybody what it is you do and what team you're on?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a program manager on Windows Live Messenger. Specifically, I've been doing some feature work on voice and video features in Messenger, and I'm sort of switching into a new role, which is sort of a quality of service role where I work closely with customers to figure out exactly what the major points of pain or excitement are and try and make sure that we focus on those in the client.
So we start with the best we've had for the last couple of months. You guys have been blogging it pretty heavily, and one of the things that obviously everybody has noticed is the dramatic change we've had in the UI. Originally it started out as something new, but then since then you've obviously taken a step back with what looks like towards 7.5. I mean, what was the reasoning behind this?
So I can talk a little bit about the process with our UI. So as you know, we have changed from MSN to Windows Live, and in doing so we really were excited about getting a chance to do a lot of updates. That said, people get really comfortable with what they see on the computer every day, so it's kind of hard to make big changes without, you know, trying a few different things and seeing what people like and what people don't like. So we've been in sort of an experimental phase. The beta phase is just for that, for making changes, trying things, seeing what people like, what people don't like. And, you know, we've gotten a lot of feedback. There were a lot of changes in the first release of the beta. We got a lot of feedback on that, so we kind of tried to, you know, like a pendulum, swing somewhere in the middle where we make people happy between the old and the new client.
Okay, I guess sort of one of the things a lot of people had an issue with was sort of the status icons for people. I'm pretty happy to see them back, but I guess some people actually want to see the sort of new design that you did have.
So my response to that was, so basically what happened, we had status icons, then we kind of took them away to this new futuristic looking icon, and everyone said, now we can't tell who's away and busy, and that's frustrating. So we quickly put the icons back in order to, you know, alleviate that concern. Then there was that response that was, oh, we like the new ones, we like the old ones. And my thoughts on that were, I kind of like to see people think out of the box. Maybe there's a way to get both new icons and show whether people are away or busy. And I think that's something we're looking towards in the future, that it doesn't have to be a mix of new and old, but we can do something, you know, completely different.
Okay. So in terms of sort of Windows Live, the new client we've got, it doesn't really sort of integrate much with the sort of existing beta services we've got. Obviously, there's a bit of live contact in there now. What are you sort of wanting to see personally introduced in terms of, say, more like new gleams, things like that?
So, personally, it's more about, okay, rather than say that it's about features, which features I'd like to see, I would like to see some intuitiveness around the different products that I use. So, you know, when I'm in mail, I'm kind of thinking about my contacts when I'm trying to figure out someone to email. When I'm a messenger, I have contacts where I kind of want to IM. When I'm playing around in spaces, I care about my friends and who their friends are. So on all those places, it would make a lot of sense, I believe, to be able to access my contacts, my friends' contacts, that kind of thing, in a way that's familiar. So right now we don't have any kind of integration, you know, that's kind of an example along those fronts, but the idea is moving from Windows Live product to Windows Live product, I'd be able to see UI that I'm familiar with and be able to interact in similar ways without having to relearn everything.
Okay, so this is what Phil's brought up several times, is guess consistency of UI across the sort of whole service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, I mean, from the beta as a whole that we've had so far, what would you say is the best new feature you've seen, and why?
The best new feature? Okay, I think I'm really into the sharing features that we're doing. There's a couple of different reasons. One, I like it from its innovation standpoint. It's not something that I've seen in other applications that work as simply and as fluidly, like our sharing story. The idea that I can sort of form this relationship with someone that's kind of revolves around, I like to think of it as gifts. Sometimes I sign into Messenger and, you know, there's a picture or a document or something sitting in a sharing folder with a friend. And we've exchanged, you know, no real-time communication at that point, but it's just this build-up of relationship around, you know, sharing information. And to me, it strengthens the relationship. Another reason I like it is that I think it has a lot of room for growth. Being sort of a new concept makes it, you know, something that we can build on in really interesting ways. And I know that there are some creative thoughts around where that could go. I don't know what they're going to be yet, but everything I've heard makes me get kind of excited.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. So, I mean, if we look at Windows Live from a new point of view, I mean, Imran from the LiveMail team posted yesterday that he's got a new role in sort of building developer platform for that sort of product. Mm-hmm. You guys have started on that with, like, the World's Best App contest and sort of the mixed sessions on robots. Is this something we're going to see you guys consider more in the future? Because, I mean, it's been very close so far, Messenger.
So I don't know what the specific plans are. I do know that our attention on platform and developers is, you know, it's in the baby phase. We're just getting started, and we're really loving what we're seeing. There's a lot of excitement out there, and, you know, it basically just opens up a whole new aspect of Messenger that we've never seen before. So, you know, we're kind of blown away by all the engagement that's been there, and I can't imagine that we're not going to spend a lot of energy and effort pushing that more and more.
Okay, because, I mean, just recently AOL have done something with their product. They've released a whole portal with pretty much every API they have, and they're giving quite big support. So, I mean, something for you guys to really work on, I think. You're a bit behind on that, I guess.
You know, it's sort of the nature of the market that some people are going to do some things first, and, you know, not to say that we're necessarily going to follow in AOL's footsteps or anything like that, but sometimes that happens, and it'll be interesting to see how that works out for them. And we're going to keep prioritizing what we need to do, you know, internally. But, you know, it's nice to see where the market's heading and where the trends are so we can pay attention and maybe reprioritize accordingly.
Okay, and I mean, looking at the World's Best App contest, it was pretty successful for you guys. Are we going to see those included in Messenger by default?
I don't know if there are any plans around that specifically. I haven't heard anything about that, but it certainly has potential. There's certainly no reason why we would have people out there building great applications and then not being able to use them. I personally would just like to see some more promotion of them in general and see how usage goes, you know, via website or something like that. And if it's popular, then we talk more about how it could integrate within Messenger.
Okay, that's pretty reasonable. So, I mean, looking at you, your role within the Messenger team, you've been quite a big influence on the team blog that you have. How has this changed, like, the feedback process that you guys actually have ongoing?
So one of the motivations with the blog, it started out as kind of a really grassroots effort where it was initially started sort of a one-way push of information where we kind of have all these program managers, developers, testers working on all this stuff that we really enjoy and we think is really awesome, but it's really hard to tell people about it. You know, there's sort of limited space and messaging that can happen through marketing. And so, you know, we get something done that's, say, you know, a tiny little bug fix, but we know actually will really affect everyone. There was no vehicle before for talking about it. So the blog kind of started as a one-way push of information where we wanted to tell you guys the cool stuff that was, you know, helping us get up in the morning and exciting us to work on. Then suddenly there was kind of this, you know, this realization that blogs are a two-way thing. People read it, they have responses, and they started commenting and leaving a lot of feedback. So it came in sort of the second phase of the blog, when we started collecting all the user comments. We have somebody that reads all of them and incorporates all of them in with a lot of our beta feedback. And we relate them, you know, we rank them, and we try and figure out what customer segment it's coming from and use it accordingly.
Okay, so all the feedback that you actually get on there is actually used. I mean, that's pretty impressive because you do get a lot of comments.
Yeah, so all of it is put into buckets with the specific feedback that comes through surveys. And, you know, it might even be one-word answers. Somebody could go on for paragraphs and paragraphs about, you know, trying to say what they don't like about colorization, for example. And, you know, that would go as kind of a check mark in the colorization bucket. So that's one way we kind of manage it. But then in sort of a non-quantitative way, I send out some mail to our whole team once a week that gives some highlights of comments that people have said about various things, and some ranks about, you know, most people are coming out in this or that, and it's kind of anecdotal evidence to some information. I mean, you know, if 50 people mention one thing on the blog, it's a pretty good indicator that we need to go do some further investigation to verify that that's actually an issue.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously it's changed your feedback a lot. How has it sort of changed sort of the PR, the pushing out of the information? Do you think it's worked well? Would you sort of say it's something that is actually changing the way the PR works within Windows Live?
I actually think they're not really that related, to be honest. So, I mean, they're both a way of relating to the public, obviously. But this is sort of a way to have kind of a conversation with the customer that's different than PR. PR is sort of more about kind of an Uber. Here's the major stuff that's going on. It reaches, you know, more corners probably because it finds its way into more common news sources and such. Whereas the blog gets to the customers that are kind of the most excited to go out there and find the details. I mean, you'll only find the blog if you're really looking for more information. And so our job and what I personally find the most exciting to talk about is to expose the kinds of things that really aren't going to be on the radar of PR and, you know, the general public, but really for the people that are most excited about the blog.
Okay. So, I mean, this is obviously linking into your sort of the new role that you've got coming up in the future. Do you want to sort of just talk a bit about that?
Yeah. This is sort of something that's come directly from my work with the blog. I, first of all, just absolutely love it and would do it 24 hours a day if I could stay awake that long. But in doing that, it was hard to manage, you know, a lot of the comments and write all the posts that I wanted to get written. I get requests from the team all the time about things that they want to go up there. It's just a matter of, you know, getting the time and the energy to do it. So, around all that, we just kind of got together and decided there just really needs to be, a closer tie between, the developers and developer, I mean, you know, everyone who's developing the product, including PM and Tess, a closer tie with us and our customers. You know, if we could each have a customer sitting in our office as we worked, that would be ideal, some representative customer to help make sure that we're on the right path. I mean, for an example, a lot of us at work, we have home computers and we have work computers, so everyone here thinks a lot about scenarios that involve having two computers. But, you know, in general, a lot of our customers don't have two computers. So if we were just thinking about the way we use Messenger, we might get skewed on some path that isn't the right one. So, you know, in things like that, I am excited to kind of get out and find out exactly who our customers are. Not to say, you know, we can say there's five different kinds of customers, but more granularity, who all the different kinds of users are, and then figure out their specific needs and find ways to address all of them, some of them, you know, add a few extra checkboxes in the options dialog so we can make more people happy, that kind of thing. As to how that's going to be done, we're not sure just yet. There's a big planning happening for me in the next couple of weeks, and, I'm more than open to feedback, so at some point I'll probably post something about this so that I can get feedback from people about, you know, what they'd like to see in terms of relationship with the product team. I'm hoping to do some kind of, you know, once a week IM sessions where I get to talk to people or people get to talk to anyone on the team. More blogging, more polls, more feedback, surveys, that kind of thing.
Okay, so I mean,
and then on the feature side, really driving the requirements that I get from being out in the wild back to the team so that we can figure out what our right priorities are. And then I'll even be working with specific dev and test so that we can, you know, work on the features that we're getting straight from the customer as opposed to other requirements we're getting from other places.
Okay, so you're sort of turning into a, not quite a Scoble, but almost.
I would like to say there's going to be a heavy, heavy part of my role will be that kind of evangelizing. But, you know, I was a computer science person through school, and I came here to work on features. I'm not ready to leave that behind. So hopefully I'll be able to work on features that are specific to quality of service and customer needs.
Okay, so shall I just get in now, tab chatting? No, I think that's quite a popular one.
Sorry, say that again?
Shall I just get in now, tab chatting? You know.
Oh, tab chatting. Yeah, I mean, you gotta ask, right?
Yeah, I gotta ask.
So, you know, I don't know, I can't say, but there's probably nothing that we've heard more loud and clear, so as soon as we can get the right resources, you know, we all want to see our taskbar cleaned up a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, I mean, in terms of the future for Messenger, are you going to be sort of taking user feedback from the blog, sort of taking a bigger role than sort of, say, beta testers are at the moment?
Well, one thing that the first step will be figuring out what the feedback from the blog actually is. So, you know, I like to say, all the customers are saying this, and sometimes I get a response like, no, Leah, not all the customers, it's all the customers that read blogs and report on blogs, which is a very, you know, specific portion of our user base, and it's definitely not all of them. Also, we get, on the blog right now, we get mostly English speakers, right, because I don't think the translation tools work so well, so we're also getting a narrow scope of the users in that regard. So, that said, having our most excited and vocal users happy is also really important. So one of my first steps is going to be try and figure out how the wants and needs of the blog commenters scope to our entire user base. And then if we can, you know, if it maps well, then maybe we can start really trusting the feedback we get 100%. And we hear something, then we just go do it. Until we figure out exactly what. How it relates, though, we'll kind of have to do some checks and balances around the commenting before we actually, you know, make changes.
Okay, I mean, that's pretty fair comment, I guess. I mean, that's all the questions I've really got. Have you got anything you want to sort of say?
Oh, gosh. I suppose I should have planned something ahead of time. I mean, is it cheesy to just kind of thank everyone for reading and their continued support?
Yeah, that's pretty cheesy.
Okay, well, you know, it started off as kind of like a random experiment and blogging. I've been kind of blogging personally for a couple of years, and this one was sort of a weird thing to suddenly, you know, integrate something that I've done for fun into my job. But it certainly never would have gone anywhere without, you know, people being responsive to it, and I also the changes that have happened on the site. I mean, I even remember like a long time ago, the first time I came out with a post that kind of went into the changes, the very specific change list for one of our releases. And you know, I believe you sent me a mail along the lines of, you know, this is the kind of stuff people are actually looking for, and that was really valuable information. So I sort of restructured how we did the blog in terms of getting information out. And, you know, immediately saw page hits go up after that point. So I really value constructive criticism with regard to that. So keep it coming.
Oh, I will do, don't worry.
Okay, I know.
Okay, that's great to talk to you later. Thanks very much.
Yep, thank you.